Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. This week, sheriff's deputies, along with the cannabis eradication and reclamation team, located three separate marijuana grows in southern Humboldt, seizing an estimated value of $21 million worth of marijuana. On Tuesday, deputies located a cultivation site on Barnum Timber property in the Garberville area. Altogether, over 9,000 marijuana plants were seized, and deputies also found environmental damage, including the use of rodenticides and stream diversion. On Wednesday, another site was located on Barnum Timber property and an adjacent private property. Deputies found more environmental damage and eradicated more than 5,700 growing marijuana plants. They also located a trail of marijuana leaves leading to a residence, and a search of that residence turned up 600 pounds of marijuana. On Thursday, deputies found another grow operation on Benbow State Park property. They eradicated over 6,700 marijuana plants and located even more environmental damage. No suspects have been found at this time, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A 9-year-old girl interrupted a burglary at a McKinleyville home on Thursday morning. The sheriff's office reports that the girl was at home alone after her mother and her mother's boyfriend had gone jogging. They left the front door to the house unlocked when they left. That's when the girl heard someone enter the house, and assuming the adults had returned, she exited her bedroom. When she got to the hallway, she saw the burglar, who immediately fled the scene and may have left with the mother's purse, which had been left on the couch. The suspect is described as an adult white male, about 5'7", clean-shaven, who was wearing a beanie cap pulled over his ears, an oversized brown jacket, camouflage pants, and boots. The child was unharmed, and anyone with information about the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Tuesday morning, Fortuna police responded to a traffic collision in the 1700 block of Ronald Avenue in Fortuna and found a pickup truck had been driven off the roadway where it crashed into a fence on private property and then hit a parked and unoccupied vehicle. The driver, 42-year-old Matthew Drews, was driving on a suspended license, and during the investigation, officers found more than an ounce of methamphetamine and hydrocodone in Drews' possession, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. That led to the serving of a search warrant at a residence in the 3800 block of Ronerville Road, where more meth was found along with drug paraphernalia. Officers contacted two people at the scene, 33-year-old Eric Wiley, who was arrested and booked on a drug possession charge, and 33-year-old Deanna McDonald, who was cited and released with the notice to appear. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police unit served a search warrant on a vehicle driven by 37-year-old Rodrigo Rios following a traffic stop on Highland Avenue in Eureka on Wednesday. Detectives had obtained the search warrant prior to the stop, and the search turned up 17 grams of heroin with a street value of around $150 per gram. Rios was also driving without a license, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. It was not the first time Eureka police have arrested Rios, a convicted felon, who was deported following an arrest in 2007 in which he was found with heroin for sale and driving unlicensed. Rios served a prison term and was then deported. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that one of the most important predictors of school success and high school graduation is that students are reading at grade level by the end of third grade? Did you also know that less than half of our current Humboldt County students are meeting this important benchmark and therefore are 75% more likely to drop out of high school? Help change this by becoming an early literacy volunteer. It's easy, there's no cost for training, and it will make a difference. Call 441-4552 to find out more. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University police arrested 48-year-old HSU employee Lowell Ranstrom of Eureka today on suspicion of making criminal threats. Ranstrom was employed by HSU as a temporary electrician. He was arrested without incident and booked into jail, and police say they have no reason to believe there is any current danger to the campus. On Thursday, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law a bill that will prevent governments or its entities from shutting down or interrupting cell phone service without a court order. The bill was inspired by the shutdown of cell phone service along BART stations following protests of the fatal shooting of a passenger in 2011. The Federal Communications Commission investigated the incident and found that the cell phone shutdown caused more problems than it solved because it also interfered with emergency communications. The bill does contain exceptions for specific law enforcement-related activities, including a barricaded subject, and if the shutdown is followed by a judicial review. And officials with Six Rivers National Forest announced today that forest travel restrictions that have been in place in the area around the Corral Fire, which burned to the east of Hoopa Valley, have been lifted. Road and trails that have been closed have been reopened, although travelers should be aware of fire crews and equipment as they continue to monitor the fire, which stands at 95% containment and which has scorched more than 12,000 acres. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.